The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, welcome to Unlikely. And a lot of people ask me why the show is called Unlikely. One part is it was unlikely for me to follow this journey and get to do my radio dream. The second part is it's unlikely the fortunateness that we have to talk to certain guests like these two gentlemen right here. We have Zach Kissman and Steve Austin. This gentleman used to wrestle in Japan back in the day. You might have known him. They're representing GFI Racing. You guys are here in Las Vegas for this Vegas to Reno race. Thank you guys for the time and how you guys feeling. I know it's race week.
Man, I'm excited about it. You know, Zach's a veteran. He's been racing a long time. I just got to the sport last year when I hooked up with these guys. We were filming a show. Didn't turn out so great, but the great thing it turned out was I got a chance to meet Zach and his father, Shane, from GFI Nevada Trucking, and they have a race company, and I feel good about it. It's going to be hot. It's going to be a good one. I'm still green. Zach is the savvy veteran, although he's a hell of a lot younger than I am, and he's probably one of the best drivers around. So I feel good about it. There's a lot of unknowns for me. How are you feeling? You're the salty veteran.
I always feel good. I'm always ready.
Zach's confident guy.
Yeah, I'm always ready. I know what I need to do and what needs to get done. I mean, we're here just kind of getting ready, getting the cars ready. All the prep work is always done, like, at, you know, back. We're out of Reno. So that's where really the race happens. You know, if you show up ready, make sure everything, all your ducks in a row. And
I like it. It's a very chill vibe.
So, yeah, so when you get here, you're ready to go, you know.
And I want to ask you, like, for the uninitiated, like for myself, like we're talking about a race taking you to Vegas to Reno. Mm-hmm. On Google Maps from right here at this point, it's about a 7-hour drive. So you're talking about hours. You're in the heat. There ain't no what is the little stops to get water, get some chips or whatever the case. So just talk to me, for those that don't know, like how physically taxing this is and how this really works.
So as soon as we buckle into that car, we're probably in there 30 minutes before the race even starts, just making sure everything's good, making sure our radios are good. We also have clean air Parker pumpers come into the car, so just doing kind of all of our check systems, making sure it's ready. And then this race is probably going to be somewhere around 11 hours, so from the time we go, and we don't plan on getting out of the car.
And you guys are both in the car at the same time, correct?
We're driving separate cars.
Different cars.
Oh, yeah, okay. Zach drives the 1941 car. I drive the 316 car. So Zach is our lead driver, and he's got his co-driver is Tony. My co-driver is Shane, his father. Mm-hmm. He's co-driver for Zach. So anyway, the owner of the company is my co-driver. And so, like Zach was speaking, we were coming down, me and my buddy were driving down here from Gardnerville yesterday, and we're heading down to 95, about 430 miles. And basically, we're crisscrossing all through that, yeah. But it's going to be 555, you know, from start to finish for us in that car through all the stuff, and they wind it back and forth, and our chase trucks will be run up on that highway, and if we need something, we'll have fuel stops. If we need tires and we need repairs, then we've got to talk with radios to, you know, for those trucks to be there where we need them, and we have three chase trucks. But it'll be 555 miles from start to finish, and I've heard there's going to be a lot of gotchas out there, so, you know, running GPS, like I said, you know, Zach is a veteran, but running in that dust when you have zero visibility and there's a lot of stuff going on out there, it's a lot of adrenaline, a lot of excitement. When you buckle in that car, you don't leave that seat until you get across the finish line or you break down, so you're in it for the long haul.
And like you said, with the elements, like there isn't, this isn't a NASCAR race running laps in the same track, so the elements play a part. There's no cleaning up and making sure there's an easy path for you guys, correct?
No, there's none of that stuff. Another thing we didn't talk about is most of this race is going to be at night.
Yes.
So you start hitting dust, night. Think of it kind of like a snowstorm. So there's sometimes where it's, you know, total, you can't see anything. Sometimes the dust on those lake beds gets so bad that it's, you know, the sun kind of starts disappearing and stuff. And you just, Steve always asks me, how do you do it? And it's like, well, you know, you kind of just go. Go and kind of.
Like Star Wars, you feel the force.
Yeah,
and you
can
just tell.
Kind of feel where the track is and you know. Make your best guess.
It takes a lot of nerves to drive in a dust. You know, when you're going very fast and you can't see what's up in front of you, you know, my nerves are not quite as strong as Zach's on that part of the driving. But then again, I'm kind of a field driver. I just kind of I use my instincts and I just try to keep myself out of harm's way. And for me, you know, going out there, this is probably the biggest race that I've ever raced. Well, it is by far. And it's the longest. This will be the toughest with the best drivers. And like I said, Zach's amongst the best drivers out there. So it's kind of, even when I say how good these other drivers are, hey man, in my division, I'm out there to try to win, or I'm trying to get on that podium. So I'll never go out there and just try to, you know, I want to finish, and you got to finish to place. And basically, finishing is a win because the you know, there's what's the attrition rate out here? 60% failure or higher?
Yeah, most of the guys probably will not finish.
But when you put a strategy together, I mean, for me, it's kind of like the tortoise and the hare. You know, these are the rabbits, and I'm a turtle. But the turtle's got a chance if the rabbit does something wrong. I'm into reality.
He's pretty quick. I mean, you can't let him go. I mean, he definitely knows what he's doing. He knows how to drive.
I'm coming around.
Working with him a lot.
Yeah, I take some notes from Zach. I'm probably his biggest fan, and he helps me out as much as he can. We've got a great relationship, and this will be the first time that we've ever really run against each other, because in our other organization, you know, I'm still in the sportsman division, and he's running pro NA, which I'll step up to next year, and I'm running this week. So it's just, I'm rambling on you, but it's a real exciting time, and I know Zach's looking forward to it, and I really am too.
No, I can see it in your eyes, and I can see the passion, which is why I want to ask you, when you think of your career, I don't know how many things in your life can compare to that glass shattering with thousands waiting for you, but when you're in the middle of a race, can you talk to me about the difference in feel in terms of your peak in your career and when you're in a race and kind of those differences?
Man, it's just so much difference because, you know, wrestling is, you know, you're performing in front of a crowd and you're trying to manipulate people through, you know, psychology and making decisions in the ring as you go. And you're working for that crowd and you're working for their response to take them on a ride. When I'm strapped in there with my co-driver, Shane, and we're trying to get through that course, you know, my focus is on listening to Shane, call out turns. We've got a number system. You know, like a real hard turn is a 1-2, and, you know, like a 3-4 would be kind of like a chicane. So I'm listening to my co-driver, and I'm just trying to manage everything in that car. I'm trying to look for rocks. I'm seeing what's been kicked into the course. I'm just navigating and driving. I'm trying to be offensive as far as being on a gas pedal, but also be defensive as far as taking care of my car. So it's a performance. And I used to wonder back in the day, hey man, are race cars really athletes? Because they're just sitting in a car, you know, and talking about NASCAR taking a left turn. But by all means, man, and, you know, racing my first season, it's going in my second. Race drivers are absolutely athletes. And some of the best that I've ever seen. So it's timing, hand-eye, foot-eye coordination, endurance, stamina, precision, thinking, judgment. There are so many things going on a physical and mental level. Not just making those decisions, but just maintaining your composure. This is an endurance race on this one in particular, because it's not a short race. So there's a lot going on, but it's, dude, the gratification is so different than coming out from the ring, because you know you knocked it out of the park when you either did or you didn't.
And with the crowd reaction.
Yeah, that crowd reaction or that pop when you go out, it's like, bam, there ain't nothing like it. But when you're in a buggy, and I call them buggies, it's a side-by-side, but when you're in that buggy and you're maneuvering, going through that course, and you know you're kind of kicking ass and doing well, and you know, if I see somebody like Zach, I got that
when
from Zach.
When I
see somebody in front of me, man, I see that dust, says I got to get them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes his dad's got to reel me in. And if I get somebody behind me, I don't want them to get past me. So there's a lot of the emotions that are still the same, but the task is completely different.
And you talked a little bit about the physicality. Can you talk to me as well, like some of the, how are you getting prepared for the race? Because you're talking about making best decisions. This is an 11-hour race. So that 10th hour, you're going to have to make your best decision.
A lot of it is mental, and making sure you don't lose focus, lose your composure. I always find, like, 4 or 5 hours in, I always start making some mistakes. And I have to tell my co-driver, like, hey, make me focus again. You know, we have to get back in this. I'll blow some turnout, and we'll go for a little wild ride. And it's like, oh, I just kind of had a mental mistake. You're calling the corners. You're telling me what to do, and I'm just not focusing. So I always kind of have that. I got to, like, reset myself and get myself back into it. Another thing's hydration. You don't really drink a whole lot while you're moving, so make sure you're hydrated, because by the end of the race, that seems to always be an issue. And just the physical, I know there's some other races where just your neck will start hurting, chest will start hurting. You're in a car, you're getting thrown around, and after 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 hours, it really starts taking a toll on you.
And is that where the cold plunge comes in? Talk to AJ Styles. He said he helped you out. Is this true?
Yeah, but no, before that, before we go to that cold plunge, racing has taught me a lot of things, and sometimes I'm a little ADD, and Zach was talking about the focus, and he spoke of several things that I've never heard him speak about. I never thought that Zach would lose focus, because that's how good he is, so I got something from him. Anyway, on that note, every now and then, his dad is my co-driver, as I said, and sometimes, man, we'd be going down, it's a two-track road. We're not just running through the desert. It's kind of a road, but, I mean, there's a lot of twists and turns, and all kinds of things can happen, but every now and I just veer off the road into the sagebrush, and I kind of come to my senses, and his dad would never say nothing, and I'd tell him sorry about that. But if you lose concentration for just one split second like that, mm-hmm. and I don't do it anymore, because when I'm driving that car, when I have that steering wheel in my hand, it's the only time that I can never think about what the world's doing, what's going on. My complete focus is on that race. And so it has taught me to have a laser focus, because anytime I lapse, I go off the track, mm-hmm. or I'll screw up, or I'll blow a turn, or I'll turn that car over, and I take myself out of the race. So it's taught me to focus. And one other thing that's cool about the race is, in these cars, like in the organization we normally run at, the Valley Off-Road Racing Association, we've got a siren on the car. When you get up on somebody, it's protocol and etiquette to hit that siren. They hear the siren, and they'll get out of your way so you can pass, but they've got to make sure the way is clear. So out here, we've got a push to pass. When you push that button, the car in front of you knows, hey, we're back here, we need by, because you're not driving fast enough. Well, that happens on a couple of occasions, but if you don't get out of the way in due time, that's when the physicality comes in, and there's a mindset there of it's time to attack, and not attack.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Tech, but it's time to, hey, let them know that we won't buy and we won't buy now. And Zach, you know, we'll...
You get two warnings. You get the siren, you get the transmitter, you know, that tells them, hey, we're behind them. And the third time is, you know, you hit them. And by that point, I'm usually upset because they've already had two warnings, so hit them hard. You've already had your two warnings.
I love you said it with a smile.
You've already had the warnings. Move.
Zach's a little bit more of a shark than I am. I've tapped a couple people a couple times, and so. But it's always interesting. And I've been tapped by a big truck and by a couple side by sides. But then I really try not to let too many people by me. But there's people that get by me. But there is that part of it, and it's just a thrill. Yeah.
I got to ask you, you know, obviously Steve can do a lot of different things in life. So when he comes and goes to you guys into the team and be like, hey, I want to try this out. And I know the show was involved. Was there a moment where you're like, oh, he's 100% serious and this is what he wants to do?
Well, yeah, at first it was the TV show and that was a whole different thing because you're making a show. And then what, probably 2-3 weeks go by and then I think you and my dad talked and it was like, oh, Steve's gonna actually come out with us and he's gonna run a race and then another race, and it's like, oh, I'm in for the season. And it was like, all right, we're getting serious. And then we go to some of the Kawasaki shows and start seeing him at those, and it's just a totally different it's just awesome to have him involved in everything and what we do and our whole program, and he's definitely helping, you know, with all our program. And It's really different experience because you see him doing all his other stuff and then like, oh yeah, I know Steve. I help Steve. Steve helps me, and it's a totally different experience.
It's a great relationship because, man, they represent the highest level, the GFI team, and everything is first class. I mean, hey, man. These guys are working their tails off, you know, on their 9-to-5 to pursue, you know, they're one of their biggest passions, and they've always raced together. That's what Shane and Zach do. And for me to come in there, and I couldn't be in a better position to a team that's so dedicated to winning and to take all the necessary steps to represent the brand of GFI, and Kawasaki is what we ride. And I've been working with Kawasaki since 2015. So I'm a brand ambassador for the Kawasaki Mule. So for me to go out on their KRX platform, and I'm not a factory racer, but to go out there and represent Kawasaki, you know, along with these guys, it's a really good thing. It's a symbiotic relationship, and we all work our tails off to be first class. And we always want to represent each other and the brand in A-plus fashion.
That's a beautiful thing. And if I could close the loop on that cold plunge, because
yeah.
I'm putting two and two together, and I was like, is this a part of your process getting ready for a race? And did AJ Styles help you out, like he said? Because I want to know if he's a liar or not.
Oh, man, no. Oh, you talked to AJ?
Yes, I talked to him, and he's like, actually, I'm the one who helped Stone Cold get that cold plunge. He also said you should have just went straight in and not dipped your toes in. But that's what he said, not me.
Because I'm getting in my cold plunge, and it sucks every time.
Shout out to Stone Cold.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
We saw that.
Yeah, that's right. You're welcome, buddy. Because I was the one that told him to freaking dip your face in there, stop goofing around, and get your whole body in there, and then you'll be all right.
And that wasn't made up. That was my real reaction. So anyway, but AJ helped me. I called him. I said, hey, man, is this really helpful? And he goes, Steve, I'm telling you, it makes my body feel better. So I started doing it. But it is a thing. And, you know, I do the cold plunge to kind of help from my weight workouts. But I've designed my weight workouts now to play more into endurance-type driving, and instead of being like lifting heavier weights or whatever. And I'm not trying to lift heavier weights. I'm doing medium weights, and I'm doing them in like a more circuit program. Yeah. And then I'll get in my sauna at 150 degrees for 30 minutes to get ready for the heat. So I base a lot of my workout is tailored around my racing now rather than tailored around my wrestling. It's tailored for racing, not tailored for wrestling.
Yeah. That makes sense. And Zach, for you, is this the biggest race? Let me rephrase that. The longest race that you've been a part of?
Yeah, this will actually be the longest one. Earlier this year, we did a 470. Same kind of style, Vegas, Torino area. Different association and everything, but...
And he won
that. Yeah, I ended up winning that one. And then I won by a little over an hour. But yeah, no, we got... It was pretty much the same race course.
How's the the prepping or the practice in terms of like this is endurance racing, so mm-hmm. you could do a couple laps and feel good, but that doesn't give you the replication of an 11-hour process. So leading up, like how does that work? Are there 4 or 5 hour sessions leading up, or how does it work?
Well, the biggest thing is a lot of racing is loop racing. So this is a distance to distance race. We do some loops, but this distance to distance, it's the first time you see the stuff. So you're reading the course as the course comes at you. It's not like other sports where you know what's coming or everything's the first time you're seeing it. Most of the stuff that we do is actually the cars are tore down getting prepped. I mean, that's the main key to winning a race is making sure you have a good race car under you. And then we also go out all the time just practicing. When the race cars, we do testing and stuff, shakedowns, just kind of keeping your mind sharp. That's my main thing, is when you see bushes coming at you, you know, at speed, it's just kind of feeling that speed. So that's the biggest thing for me is feeling comfortable at speed, because when you're not in a race car for a little while, you lose that edge, and so you just kind of want to keep fresh, keep it going, and make sure you're seeing race speed all the time.
But again, to your point, you really can't like as far as physically prep for the 555 miles, yeah, which we're about to run. And Zach works his tail off, you know, for 12 hours a day or more. So it's not like he's out there in his car. He just over his course of racing career, he's turned into a hell of a driver, and he can go out there and just turn it on. But that's why I'm doing the homework to keep up, you know, physically with guys like Zach, who's in his prime. I've got to do a little bit more leg work, but you really can't prep because you just don't have time to go there and drive a car 12 hours, a couple days, you know, to get ready for a 12-hour race. You just mm-hmm. don't have it. So but you stay sharp running the circuit that we're running, the shorter races, and like I said, we do our practice stuff, and he's a natural, and I'll try to do practice because I don't have a normal job anymore.
Yeah.
But you do need to put the work in. You do.
And before we close this out, Steve, if you don't mind, if we could get to a couple wrestling questions.
Yeah. But
before we get to that, I should have asked you this first to kick off this interview. You've become, over the past year, 2 years, an Instagram cat dad.
I have.
Everyone seems to love it. Can you talk to me about that transformation?
Yeah, I tell you, right off the bat, I started, we got Poncho and a cat named Lefty. And, you know, Poncho, everybody knows what Poncho looks like. And Lefty was a black cat. And then after a couple of years, Lefty met his demise. We got another black cat, Lefty, and he met his demise. Two of them died. And now we just got another cat, and he's just a young cat. And that is Macho. I named him after Macho Man Randy Savage.
Cute as hell.
Yeah, he's cute as hell. But Poncho, I was out last Christmas. I was shoveling horse manure out of the horse barn, and Poncho was on my shoulder, and we just made a video saying Merry Christmas to everybody across, whether the world, the United States. And, man, that video got a lot of traction. And then so I just every now and then just would post a video with Poncho. I wasn't trying to be a cat dad. Now it seems like in vogue to say, oh, he's a cat dad. I'm just me. But I will accept it because I guess that's what I've become. But yeah, man, Poncho and me are tight. That cat's 5 years old. I don't know why people love him like they do, but he's got a little charisma, and he is a solid-ass cat, man. He's something else, and he's savvy. And if you pull up in a vehicle that he's not used to on that property, he knows what's up. And hopefully he's going to rub off and mentor Macho, and he loves that cat. Poncho loves Macho, and they're thick as thieves. And we got to be careful because there's a lot of predators out there. We had a coyote in the yard the other day, got three chickens. We got some mountain lions around there. Every now and then a bear come on the property. So
wait, lions, not yours, though, just in the wild.
Oh, yeah, yeah, just in the wild.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, there's some people that graze their sheep out there.
They survive? I mean, I guess it makes sense.
We live right there in front of the Sierras. So
yeah, yeah, true,
a lot of stuff out there. But, yeah, I'm a cat dad, and people on Instagram love it. So, Poncho, shows a strong baby face and he's getting a hard push.
Listen, yeah. He's getting the hard push.
He's my world champion. Macho is my IC champ. You want to talk wrestling? Let's go.
Yo, I love it. And we need that positivity in the world. So thank you. Of course, this past WrestleMania was the 40th anniversary. And there was a moment with The Rock and Cody Rhodes. You know, Rock with his heel turn. Cody Rhodes is bleeding. And in one of the trucks, your face was popping up. And with the new storytelling with Triple H, there was a lot of Marvel-esque theories that, oh, that means Stone Cold is going to appear. Of course, that wasn't the case. I have to ask you, how close was that to happening?
Oh, it was close, and they certainly reached out to me, and we had conversations, but my wife and I had some things going on that I didn't need to go to Philly at that time. Yeah. And but I have said, I miss that Mania, and, you know, God dang, Philly was a good town for me back in the day, and I appreciate those fans. We couldn't make it down on that one, but WrestleMania this year is in Vegas. And I was doing an interview a while back, and I said, hey, man, and that's 400 miles. That's, you know, that's like right here where we're sitting, right down
the road. We're 3 miles away from Allegiant Stadium.
And I'm fixing to drive back to Reno in my buggy. And so, but anyway, it'll be in Vegas, so I hope to be there this year.
Well, Cody said, he said, you haven't punched your ticket
enough. If he needs another hand, I mean, I'll be there. Yeah.
And I want to ask you, your impact still in pop culture. Like, it seems like everyone in the NBA loves you, whether they're dressing up like you for Halloween, whether they're winning champions in the Giannis 316. And of course, I just asked you about you returning and how fans really, really clamored to have you return. As you head into, you're 59, correct? You're about
to be 60 in December.
And congratulations, in amazing shape. Do you still have this impact? Like, how does that feel?
Man, you know, anytime, it's funny. I rode down here with my buddy. He just joined our race team for this race, and he's part of the pit crew, and he's going to be on the chase team with gasoline and stuff, helping out with the mechanics. And we went out and had a steak last night, and God dang, man, I couldn't turn around. I mean, normally I can skate through a lot of places, you know, because you see a lot of people in Walmart with a goatee and a bald head and a baseball hat on, so I can go by pretty unnoticed. And in my town, I'm a local. People don't do nothing because I'm a local,
Steve.
And I've been there. I'm Steve. But out here, man, I've been getting recognized just left and right. There's been a pool tournament out here, people from Michigan, Minnesota, all over the place. And it's, to answer your question, it's a 10 out of 10. If you was able to be in the entertainment business, and my specificity would have been pro wrestling, and I was successful at it, it was because of the people. And if they still remember me, man, that's a good day at the office every single day. Because if you make an impact on someone's life, and I hear so many stories like, man, I used to watch you with my dad, or I used to watch you with my grandfather, and, you know, he might have hated me, you know, because he was a Goldberg fan or whatever. If you can impact someone's life and make a memory and be a part of their life, it's a great feeling. So, you know, every now and then, you just can't complain. That's not a bad day at the office.
Do you still get the itch to come back at all?
Man, it's like Zach. You know, we're sitting here, and he's been racing a lot longer than I have. But, you know, I want to race for many, many more years, and I will. But, you know, that wrestling game, that's a young man's game.
Mm-hmm.
I did what I could, had some injuries, and I hung it up. I did that little thing with Kevin Owens a while back, and that's been 2 years since then. I'm very into reality. I go out there and do something. To answer your question, I think about it every now and then, but to go out and try to do it and be who I was, when you were, you know, an absolute machine, you know, and I consider myself a professional athlete because that's what I was. Yeah, I was a pro wrestler, but I was a professional athlete, and I worked at the highest level. That's a rough-ass job, but it's a young man's job.
I love your humbleness saying that little thing, which was main eventing a WrestleMania with Kevin Owens. Before we close this out, you asked me a question before the camera started rolling. You're like, hey, how long have you been doing this? And I told you, when it comes to wrestling and doing wrestling interviews, it's been about 2 to 3 years where I've been going very hard and very intentional with everything. I want to show you this. It was your birthday last year. It's a message I sent you while I was a little inebriated. Could you read that out?
Yeah. Hang on, let me get my glasses.
I should have let you know. I could have Zachary.
You need
to hold it far enough away. Read that for me. I got my glasses on.
I should have let you know.
I'm going to interview you one day, and the shit is going to be fantastic. Cheers. Have a wonderful birthday.
Did I see that or answer you back?
No, you don't. Well, I mean, you kind of, you got a couple more followers than me, just a few. But I just want to let people know that sometimes you send your shots and you never know what could happen. Zach, Steve, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, man, thank you. I'll let Zach get in here. But, man, thank you for having us on here. I appreciate you watching my career. You did fantastic. And an interview like this is tough because we're here as a race team. And, you know, I don't really talk too much about my past anymore. But to go back and forth between us and talk racing and then get a little bit of my stuff in there, well done. You did your homework, and I'm proud to sit here and talk with you.
Appreciate you, Steve.
Zach, I'm probably his biggest fan other than his dad. We're going to go out there and have fun tomorrow. And, well, Friday, it's going to be a hell of a race. And, God dang, we'll be racing against each other.
I'm ready.
You're probably going to beat me, but I'm going to try to beat you. I don't know if I can, but God dang it, I'm going to try.
See the way he said I'm going to beat you? He didn't want to say it. He really didn't want to say it.
Hey, if it happens, it happens. We're on the same team. I'd love to see.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're on the same team.
I definitely want to be ahead, but 1-2 is great. If I'm one, it's even better.
Well, I'm pulling for you because the only way I beat Zach is if he breaks. So I don't want him to break. But it'll be fun to be out on the same course and actually competing with each other. It's the same race, but it's two separate races individually. But we're here for GFI Nevada Trucking.
There it is. Zach, thank you so much for the time. Steve,
thank you so much for the time.
That's unlikely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.